Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Are you grabbing women's ears?
No, I grab her, the back of the her, Freddy.
I do with the ears. I like that. Come on, Brian.
Fucking grabbing a bird like an FA Cup for fuck's sake.
Looking for clothes?
No, I'm not, because I am wearing Fradame.
Wow, so am I now. Look how fucking cool I look.
Fradame are a high-end British streetwear label that specialise in quality clothing for all different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, that's why they've chosen us, so they can prove that they can clothe the fat and the lanky.
I really like what they've done here. I love the hoodie, I love the pants, it's really comfortable, and it's washed dead well as well.
Everything is properly good quality, like, everything's really, like, nice heavyweight fabrics, that dead soft as well, all the collars and cuffs, all the detailing's really nice. I've honestly not stopped wearing them since they sent me a load of stuff.
And one of the designs that they sent us has actually been featured in GQ magazine.
Fuck yeah.
So if you want to check them out, if you want to have a look what they're all about, head over to their website, fradame.co.uk. That's fradime.co.uk, or check them out on Instagram at fradame.uk.
And they are co-signed by me, the most stylish member of this podcast.
Warning. The following podcast contains extreme language and themes and is not suitable for all audiences.
Hello and welcome to Dead Men Talking with me, Rob Mulholland, him, a big fat cunt. We've got little not gay Tom in the corner. We've got a very special guest with us today. It is Paddy the Dagger McDonald. How you doing, mate?
What's happening? All good. Thanks for having me on, boys.
Mate, it's long overdue. Good to have you here.
Yeah, no,
you know?
It's great.
This is Irish podcast royalty.
This totally is, yeah. Like, we've talked before about how much, like, the northwest of England and Northern Ireland have this, like, beautiful little thing going on with our two scenes where we've both sort of met up and gone, oh, we're doing the same shit.
Yeah.
And, like, Paddy's one of the leading lights over there, like, selling arenas and shit, if you've not
heard
of
him. That's what I love about the Belfast scene, is that every week it's like a different random person selling five fucking nights at an arena.
It's unbelievable.
It's great. Yeah. It's so brilliant. It's oh, I'm just doing three dates at the arena. It's like fucking brilliant. It's brilliant.
It doesn't make sense, because, like, literally in the north, like, we only have like a million people.
Yeah.
You know, but we're
all of them must have bought a ticket to
but
see
that's,
you.
That's my point. And then my management were like, you need to do a regional tour and go around all these wee towns. And I'm like, we're all in the arenas.
Yeah.
You know,
who do you think's filling them?
And they were like, no, watch. And they put it out, and it was like 400 and 500 seater theatres. And it's fucking completely gone. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
You know,
in your head, you're going, especially with like four or five of us doing arenas, like, there's no one else. Like, there's no one city with that many people doing arenas.
It's insane. You know? And, like, how many people in London who've been on Live at the Apollo are doing arenas? You know, it's
would you do Live at the Apollo?
Oh, God, yeah. You get paid.
Would you?
Yeah, of course I would. I wouldn't do anything to try and get on it. But, like, if they want to give me a load of money to go on telly, I'll do it.
What
I'm
about
just
this?
Not trying.
What about this? Make it slightly more interesting. Live at the Apollo and the 17 grand or whatever that you get. Or 100,000 YouTube followers.
Oh, YouTube instantly.
But this is
easily.
This is
yeah. Not even
what
close.
What scares me about...
I'd rather have this podcast than Live at the Apollo.
No, but that's what I mean. Yeah. We don't need the TV anymore for the sale tickets.
100%.
You know, because that's just... And what scares me about Live at the Apollo is I watch it and some really good comedians on it and their edits is fucking terrible. So I'm scared of going on it for people to go, oh, I'm not going to go and see him because he's shit.
I hear you. Like, I've only ever done one thing with the BBC. It was a rap battle show they were piloting and they edited my... I did a two-verse battle that they edited into three rounds and, like, they moved things so that things didn't fucking rhyme. They would take things and break up rhyme schemes. So, like, it just looked like I was shite.
That's
so
what
I don't
mean.
Want to
that's
do anything
point.
Where I don't have the edit. I totally agree with you on
that's
that.
That's terrible editing. That would piss me off. Someone who's edited a lot of TV stuff, I'm, like, angry at that.
Yeah, but I just don't think they understood, like... I was doing, like... For a comedy rap battle, quite complex rhyme schemes. But, like, if you're editing a battle rap thing, you should know that things rhyme.
You know,
it's the thing. Yeah, pissed me right off.
Have you been to Belfast and done the comedy over there?
Yeah, I went over. Yeah.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, fucking
sick.
Did
you do any of the podcasts?
No, but I'm good at next time I go. No, I didn't have much time when I was over. But
you just landed in.
Did the gig.
I've done the gig with you in the lame night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's that one. Me and Jamie Hutchinson went over. It was class. Yeah. Loved it. Such a good vibe over there. Like, I loved Belfast. It was a sick city.
So I did a podcast over there when I was over. Mm. It was with Diona. Diona Daughtry. That's right, innit?
Doherty.
Yeah.
Nah, but if you're from there, you say Doherty. So,
oh, really?
You're right from where she comes from, but Belfast people say Doherty.
Well, that's exactly what I was doing.
Sorry,
I was,
you literally can't say someone's name without it being sectarian.
Exactly.
So I was so disappointed in bits of Belfast. So disappointed. I was really disappointed in the wall. Mm-hmm. I honestly thought it would be this big, huge wall.
It's 65.
But I thought it was a giant wall that separated the city in two. And so I thought that there was just...
Like a flat in a sitcom.
Yeah. So I thought that there was a big wall down the middle and it was your whole lives were governed by the wall. Do you know what I mean? It was like, I've got to get to fucking the post office before the wall closes. Do you know what I mean? Or whatever. Like, and
well,
I just...
Well, I think... What people don't like, the city centre is tiny because the British Army basically put a ring of steel on it. So the wall that you see there is like a continuation from the city centre up. But like, just to go into the city centre, you had to go through a stadium turnstile.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Search. That is how it was.
So
like
that's
what you're talking about. Yeah.
So the way you're saying, like, once it hit like 7 o'clock at night, like that was it. You were fucking stuck in a part that. Where you weren't from.
Really?
And you didn't venture out. So a lot of people, like I called it the goldfish bowl because you lived within a 5 mile radius.
Yeah.
And you were in there. Like once they closed all the roads at nighttime, you thought you could walk, but nobody walked in the dark because nobody knew. We all looked the same. It's not like apartheid in the fucking South Africa.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to shoot a black guy. No, it's just like, is he not? Don't know. Shoot him. Bang. Fuck. Oh, fuck. He was one of us. Yeah. Do you know? So it was dangerous.
But what Freddie's saying is he's disappointed it's not still like that.
I think I get where he comes from, where he pushes it to Valen City, you know?
Which one of you pussies surrendered? What? Yeah. Ruined it for everyone.
Yeah, he was so disappointed. He was really friendly and nice. I had a lovely time.
We'll call it a draw. It was a draw.
A score draw.
A draw. Yeah.
So I went over, did this podcast with Diona. And lovely girl, by the way, never met her before. And then there was also, we did this bit that went semi-viral and she was talking about, so I know nothing about Irish history, like nothing at all.
You don't say.
Because I don't care. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not.
Do you know what? That's what we think. All the English people think.
Yeah.
But it's not my thing. Do you know what I mean?
So I mean, it is a bit our thing, but whatever.
It has a lot to do with the British.
No, but I
not you personally, but your country. Yeah.
But I'm just it just doesn't like. I don't like history. Full stop. I find it dull. Do you know what I mean? So because I always think with history, I always think what you're getting is just one person's side of the story.
Yeah.
You're just getting whoever wins side of the story. And it's like...
You are if you don't research it, yeah. You know, but you can, like, find out about what actually happened if you, like, read.
There's this thing called the internet now. It's
fucking
brilliant.
There's loads of stuff on there.
Like, I always... When I was at
check
school...
Check out Dan Snow.
When I was at school, we never had this. So I just...
We had history at school.
Yeah. We had history, but we didn't have the ability... When you were 14 at school, you could fucking go on Encyclopedia Britannica and read a bit more about it. We didn't have the internet as it is now, did we?
Yes, we did. At 14.
At 14, we did, yeah.
I didn't.
You didn't have the internet at 14.
No, no, as it is now. The internet as it is now.
I mean, you could look things up. There was information
when,
on
when
it.
When was the internet started?
Like in like the 90s? 70s or 80s.
Well, it became popular
yeah.
in the 90s. Yeah. But you were 14 like in the millennium.
I don't think I had the internet until I went to college.
It was 2002 you would have been 14.
Yeah, about then. Yeah.
It was a popular thing, I would say. Before. The internet wasn't rare at that point.
Anyway, my point being is I don't know.
Maybe look
much.
Into the history of the internet.
I don't know.
What about the history of fucking Freddie Quinn? That's what I want to know.
So
new internet.
Let's not look into people's histories or records or registers, anything like that. Leave it in the past.
Did you go to school in the castle? I went. Medieval time, wasn't it? So
I went to her podcast and I got talking about, I think I'd been to Dublin or something. No, we got talking about the song, Oh Grace, Just Hold Me in Your Arms and Let Me. And it was about a freedom fighter who was having one last shag or whatever, basically. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about it. And I was talking about how, like, I wouldn't want to be the next one to fuck her. After she'd been fucked by a freedom fighter with one last shag in him.
I don't think you'll be allowed back in Belfast.
Yeah. They
or
were,
Ireland somewhere.
They were fuming. They were so upset that I did not take this stupid song to my heart. Because I'd never heard of it.
I'm glad you've learned your lesson.
I don't give a fuck. Do you know what I mean? So I was just like, but...
Well, I think the people of Belfast are lovely.
This was the...
I respect your culture and traditions.
Do you know what, Freddie? The people that you fucked off are the people that you don't fuck
this
off.
This is it.
Do you know what I mean?
There's no one I want to fuck off less.
It's like, they're the people that still want to fight the Brits. Oh. And you're like, fuck that song. And they're like, what you fucking say? It would be like saying Mexican cartels are wankers and then going to Mexico to do a gig. Like, you're going to get your head cut off. You know what I mean?
But he already nearly died last time he went to Ireland.
That's how you got Legionnaire.
He's spiked.
The IRA is admitted liability for the responsibility for giving Legionnaire's disease.
Yeah, he got the real Legionnaires.
I can't believe it's a research.
They rang him an hour before and told him he was going to get it.
Stay out of your shower.
There's Legionnaires that best content.
Do you not
the
think,
one
though,
place they knew he wouldn't resist? He's like, I know if he won't, but I just can't resist a Garibaldi.
Little razor blades and Kit Kat wrappers.
He's like, well, I know I'm going to get them anyway.
Do you not think, though, that if I was over there and I was confronted with these people and they were like, what do you think about the blah, blah, and I'd be like, look, I really don't care. Like, it's nothing to do with me and I've never bothered researching it. I physically don't care. Whatever you think is the right answer, whatever. I have literally no opinion. Do you not think they'd be like, fair enough, like, at least he's honest.
Oh, yeah, real chill dudes, these lads. Yeah, yeah. Known for the moderation.
When
they?
He takes off the balaclava and goes, yeah, you have a point there, Freddie.
No, lads, put down the sawn off.
Here's the thing, right? If you were, like, a Glaswegian, you possibly might get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But with your accent.
Northern, though.
They doesn't don't matter.
They don't differentiate. And like, no. To be honest, like, Northern lads did some of the worst shit over there. It's not like we can claim it was like completely cleared. Also, really? I'm from Yorkshire, which is quite a very like one of the things I dislike about Yorkshire is how queen and country it is. You know, so like definitely we can't separate our history.
I thought I'd get away with it because
you're an arrogant fuck who's not researched any of the history. If you knew any of the history, you'd know you're talking bollocks.
Oh no, I don't know what to talk.
So, even if you didn't think that, you don't say it when you're in the Land's End. You know that sort of way.
So. New plan. If I ever come up with to one of these people and they're like, shotgun in the face, what are you doing here, you dirty English dog or whatever?
Yeah.
I go, oh, to be sure, I've absolutely no idea what I'm doing around here. I'm from Ireland. I was born here since the day of whatever.
And they'll go, where were you born?
Donegal.
Whereabouts?
The centre.
Which street?
Centre Street.
There's
no streets in Donegal. There's just fields and turf.
Yeah, and like you'd think he pissed off ISIS the other year. You'd think he'd learn. Why are you trying to add the IRA? Are you just ticking
the
off?
ISIS of the 90s.
Did you think Aces was like a fucking an Oasis tribute band or something? No Aces.
But anyway, so to cut a long story short,
yeah,
I was on the podcast and they had this guest on who was a female footballer, and she actually grew up and had her family right around the corner from where I live at the moment, like the next village along. Mad coincidence. Lovely girl, really nice. I thought, I can't wait to do a podcast with these. They seem really chill. And for some reason, you know what it's like sometimes, you get guests who on a podcast, the camera's on and they just freeze up. Mm-hmm. And they're just a bit like...
I wouldn't know what you mean, mate. There's none of those in our back catalogue.
You know, and they're so wooden and they're like... yes, I have had a nice day. Like they just don't know how to make a conversation
work. I don't know what my favourite fesshole is.
Exactly. So I'm doing a lot of the heavy lifting on behalf of the both of us. And Diona's fucking brilliant at podcasts. So she's just chatting. And so it ends up being like, we're having most of the conversation. And every once in a while, we'll kind of throw the ball to this girl and be like, come on, join in. And she'll be like, and then it just won't. You know, work.
You're starting to sound like Joey Barton.
I know. I'm waiting for it. I'm just saying, like fingernails digging
no,
into
no,
it.
No, no, no.
We're going to be a very different kind of podcast soon.
But the point is all the comments were like, why would that awful man not let that woman speak and all this stuff? Yeah. It's just like, I can't fucking win, mate.
Maybe just shut the fuck up.
I think.
Well, like she did.
I think with the English accent, it's a lot of people do get their backs up with it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And like if you, Diona's from Derry. If you know the history of Derry, bloody sorry happened there. And
I don't know what that is.
It's a U2 song.
They basically went in and they shot 15 civilians. Right?
Yeah. Who did?
The British
Army. Who do you think? What do you mean, who did?
They were looking for Freddie Quinn.
It's like, yeah, like, I know you don't know the history, but there's not knowing the history and there's fucking not knowing the history.
I mean,
who else was there? It was the British.
Stuff on Pawn fucking Stars. Of people selling stuff from Derry, like in pawn stores. Yeah. So, like, it's.
Oh, shit.
But, like, James McLean, like, he gets a hard time over here. He won't wear the poppy. But he's from Derry. Like, Derry, it's called Free Derry because, like, after that, it was just like the ranks of the IRA swelled the fucking astronomical numbers because the people witnessed it on the street. There was people out in a peaceful march.
Wow.
So, that's the kind of thing. So, Diona's from there. So, the type of people that listen to her podcast will straight away. Get their back up with you because of your voice.
And then I was doing a big ignorant.
And I was taking the piss out of their song and everything as well.
Yeah.
Why did she not tell me?
I think she would have just assumed you wouldn't do that. Like, I don't think people need telling
if
that normally.
If you watch it, she's complicit. She is complicit.
Now you think she was doing a good thing. She fucking sent you down.
Yeah. Oh, go on, Freddie. Tell us your opinions about this song.
Think about how awful you are, or you must be.
Yeah.
That even though you did that to a lot of Derry fans, they were still saying, look at this awful misogynist not letting this woman speak.
You just can't fucking win, can you?
I mean, you can if you do the slightest bit of research and maybe have a little bit of tact.
I don't know, because I don't like doing homework. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got your thing and that's fine. Like, it's your problem, innit? Like, it's not
my
thing.
If only the British had always had this attitude.
Yeah, totally. There you go. I'm a trailblazer.
Do you know what? Quite a few English people don't. Like, you would be away in Spain and you would be away somewhere in America where I lived and was a couple of English guys and they hadn't a clue about what was going on.
Our history lessons were insane.
Ours was the same as yours, like, so it was Battle of Hastings and fucking all that.
Every single thing is, the British went and solved that problem that the savages were having. It's always, this country was fucked, then the brave British went and sorted it out and it was all lovely. We don't mention the fucking million Indians we starved. We don't mention that, you know.
In America, there's an Indian guy that owned a jewellery shop next to my brother in law's shop, and me and him got fucking playing pool together and became really good friends. And he was like, oh, you think the Jews had it really hard in Ireland by the British? And
getting
he told
trumped.
Me, he was like, Winston Churchill fucking killed everybody. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
So I was like, Freddie, I knew nothing about
Winston
that.
Winston Churchill hated Asian people. Like, he was a notorious racist for his time. Like, people are always like, oh, you can't judge him by the standards of the time. But people at his time were like, fucking hell, Winston. Like,
chill
you know,
out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Obviously, the legacy of the British Empire is complicated. I'm sure there were some positive things, but like a lot of fucking bad. And I think the scorecard is pretty negative on our side. Yeah. If you ask anyone from any of the countries we colonized, they're all like, yeah, that was great. You know, it was fucking horrific. But we just don't get taught any of it. It's so crazy when you become an adult and like learn more about what actually fucking happened. And you go, oh, shit. Yeah.
I mean, I always think as well, like, so I'd have to go away and research like all the
listen
things.
Listen to
happened.
A podcast. I don't know.
But that would mean that I would have an opinion. And surely the most arrogant thing is for me to be like, here's what I think about it all. Oh, do you know what I mean?
That's what you're already doing without doing the reading.
No, I'm not.
It's more arrogant to have the opinion without the research. What are you talking about?
I'm not giving any opinion. I'm just going,
you're saying
I
the songs
know.
Are stupid. You don't know what it's about.
Lyrically. The melody
I don't
was...
think people would care if you had a go at the tune.
That's like somebody who damn a cancer has a fucking number one hit in the UK and you're like, your lyrics are shit. Your song shit. Fuck it.
Stupid ball cup.
It's not even clever. Hold me closer, tiny cancer. What's that about? Yeah, man.
It's one of the things I fucking love with Freddie. He will do no research, blunder into a situation, and then be annoyed that people are angry at him. It's so funny.
No, but to be fair, I was like, I don't know about it. It doesn't interest me. Like, I don't. I think this is a really solid defense.
It's not.
I think it's a real solid defense to go, I don't know about this, and so therefore I'm being really upfront that I don't know about it. Like,
but I'll make a cunt of everybody that's involved in it.
Yeah. How have I done that?
Just the way you said it. Like,
yeah,
do you know what?
Your attitude.
I think both sides were right. How the fuck's that not all right?
Because it's literally impossible. They had quite strong disagreements about certain issues.
Right, I think they were both wrong. The fuck?
That's better.
The fuck
that's
are
not going to upset anybody.
Right, okay, Ireland, I apologise. I think a third party should come in and sort it out on UER.
Where's the fucking Americans? Where's the Americans?
What do you want from me?
Just mean everyone wants you to shut the fuck up.
I think here's I'll give you an example, right? Palestine and Israel.
Yeah. Oh, let's get him involved in this now. No, brilliant.
This is I'm ghosting it.
Yeah.
I'm ghosting it because I have family who are married to Israeli people, and then what's happening to the Palestinians, I'm just like, I can't comprehend how the fuck this is normal. So I just go, I'm ghosting it because I'm not fucking taking sides. Because obviously I'm like you, I don't know the full history. I know that Israel was formed after the war. I know that it was fucking handed to it. I know the Brits were involved in it.
Yeah, like it's another one that comes back to us, unfortunately. We really went, yeah, just stick it there. Like that was us.
But
so.
Do you know what I mean? So I don't know that much about it, so I'm not getting involved.
I actually studied it at uni. I did it in my international relations module was about Israel and Palestine, so I actually know quite a lot about it. And yeah, it's very complicated, but what's happening now is a genocide.
Do they have any stupid songs?
Yes. Yeah, they do actually. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of Hava Nagila. But no, obviously, look, a horrible terrorist attack happened in Israel, which was unforgivable. Hamas are fucked up. But what is happening now is...
Nobody cares, Rob.
I think quite a lot of people do care about a genocide that is occurring.
No, but listen to this.
I was in Edinburgh last weekend, and there was a massive pro-Palestine end the war fucking rally.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, so I took a video of it and I was like, I was really surprised. I didn't think that they were having them like in Scotland, especially Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Because it's such a big British army town. And then I walked up the street and there was like 10 people stopped the war in Ukraine. And I'm like, why aren't they just up there?
Yeah.
Because like, this is the cool war now, isn't it? It's like, you know
but,
what I mean?
But I was sort of going, but why aren't they up with the Palestine ones and just like there
just
should be no
make
wars.
It join it in together, yeah. Just anti-war is the only true position.
Exactly.
Like, that's the only,
like, why aren't they joining? So I said the guy was starting the Ukraine one. He was like, no, I'm pro-Palestine. And I was like, oh my fuck.
The well, irony of those two groups started fighting.
Talk about sides, like because the Palestine flag will go up in the Catholic area in Belfast. Yeah. So the Protestant area is to put the Israeli one up.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like your enemy's my friend.
Yeah, well, once it becomes like football rivalries, it's fucked. Because it simplifies it down and you lose the humans, innit?
The way that you looked at it, where you were like, I don't know enough about this, so I'm not getting involved. That's my position.
Oh, no, but I'm not going to say, like, your song about that fucking wee lad in the wheelchair that was shot down. Shit. Do you know what I mean? That's where
the difference. That's the difference.
No, I think the difference is with Israel and Palestine,
I know who I'd bet on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's kind of the problem.
Whereas with the other one, I
there's football teams that I would know would fucking trash the other side, but I wouldn't bet on them because I don't like them. Do you know what I mean?
yeah, that is true.
Also, with your betting history, I'm betting on the opposite side.
Yeah. With that much I fucking pissed through money, Palestine with a late fucking equaliser.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
To be honest, now that Freddie's picked a side, congratulations, Palestine, on your unexpected victory.
Yeah. Over 5.5 corners. I've sent some stuff through.
God, let's get the fuck off this.
Got too serious there, didn't it?
Oh, for a second. I saved this story as well. Thank you, Freddie, for bringing this story about yourself.
Person who ate too much kebab called for ambulance. Service in Wales reveals.
If you go down, mate, there's some transcripts of the 999 calls.
Shall we play characters or?
Yeah, okay. Who do you want to be, Tom? You can be operator.
I'll be the operator.
Right. Do you want me to be caller?
You can be the caller.
What? Where is he from?
Oh, what's a kebab country?
Turkey.
England. He's England. From England. England. Okay.
What part of England? Bradford.
Why don't we change it up? Texas.
He's from Texas. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Tell me exactly what's happened.
Dan Toon, yesterday evening I had some... No, I can't do it.
Go on.
Yesterday evening we had some kebab and I might have had a little bit more than I'm used to. This morning I've had a very painful stomach.
999. Are you fucking messing me?
They had a painful stomach and they rang 999. That's what happens when you eat kebab. Ring 999 if you don't have a painful stomach after a kebab.
Yeah, also as well, like, just have a shit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that is, if you would ring 111 first.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one to go to.
Just wait for a poo.
Yeah.
How much kebab would you have to eat before an ambulance needs to be involved?
Yeah. But surely as an adult, we've all had a painful stomach. We've all gone, oh, I've eaten something there and I've got a bit of stomach ache. Like, this isn't the first time you've had
this.
This
is like a daily thing for me.
This annoys me so much because I literally collapsed on the floor, was drifted in and out of consciousness and I wouldn't ring 999.
You tried to solve it with a kebab, though.
Yeah. Like, if you rang 999 every time you had a kebab, you'd fucking never be off the phone.
Yeah.
It'd be like an Uber driver chatting to his mates. He'd just have an earpiece in.
Hiya, Tracy, it's me again.
The usual, is it, Freddie?
Same time next week.
But yeah, I would say there's a happy middle ground between dying because you won't call 999 and calling 999 because you had a kebab.
Like, don't be a pussy, innit?
Right, do you want to do the next one? You can be the next caller, Freddie.
Okay.
Oh, then. Is this a different one?
Yeah, this is hand stuck in letterbox.
Oh, right, same.
No, it's the same person who's eaten a big kebab and got their hand stuck in a letterbox.
Yeah, that's why they put another head in, mate. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what were you doing, put your hand in the letterbox? I was waving at the kebab man to tell him I was on the phone for hours. Just wait. I might need it.
Yeah, that's what that big line across it means. That it's the same story, Tom. That's what that means, where there's
just
a big line
now
break.
I understand.
Out of interest, what more could they have done to separate those two stories? There's a big fuck-off line in between them, and there's a subheading.
I thought that this was like a new chapter in the story, and it was going to go on to talk about a letterbox.
What's the funny bit is the next bit was missing false teeth.
This guy's got no luck. My teeth are stuck in my kebab and all. He's such a stupid little cunt.
At least I'm like, I accept that I'm ignorant of things. Whereas you just piddle around day to day with nonsense in your head.
Yeah, but I'm happy.
Yeah, ignorance truly is bliss.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Am I the operator again?
You're still the operator.
Still the operator. Yeah. Is the patient awake?
Yeah, it's me. My hand's stuck in the door.
Is the door locked at the moment?
Yeah, it's locked, ma'am. No, my hand's stuck in the fucking letterbox.
How old are you?
Open the door. My hand's stuck. What happened before that?
How am I going to open the door?
I know.
What happened before? How'd you get your hand stuck in a letterbox? What were you trying to do? Especially if you're inside.
Trying to reach for post, I assume.
Also, there's people leave a key on a bit of string.
Yeah, could be that. But yeah, if it's locked, it could be on a mobile outside. Might just be like an autistic kid who likes the brushes on the hand.
He's a postman.
A postman would know how to deal with the situation, I would suggest.
Paperboy.
paper boy. Yeah, could be.
Why
is he shouting to his mum then?
He's delivering to his own house. Practicing.
Practicing.
It's his first day tomorrow.
You're a fucking idiot.
He keeps getting his hands stuck in letterboxes. Yeah. But he's practicing to make sure he doesn't do it again.
I would suggest probably not the career for him.
I don't think he's talking to his mum. I think he's talking to the one that's on the fucking operator. Is that what it is?
No, he's saying, no, yeah, it's locked. And he goes, mum. And he's shouting
off the phone, I think. Otherwise, or his mum works for the ambulance service. Maybe that's just how he's trying to get hold of his mum.
Yeah, maybe.
Johnny, the last one. Paddy will have you as the caller.
Okay. I have a bottom part dancer. And I went to clean my teeth and I said, where's my teeth? That sounds crazy, but I don't know what else to do. Could I have swallowed my false teeth?
So you don't know where your false teeth are.
How was that the first fucking thing that you did?
That one, but it's more likely to fucking be a recurring thing because old people are fucking...
Yeah. This is a mental person.
This is
dementia
fucking...
Because this is the problem, right? Like, free healthcare is obviously a brilliant thing, but if you open it up to everyone, you also open it up to the insane.
Like, unless it's Bolton, because loads of young people do have false teeth. Yeah. Fuck, it's rough and Bolton, isn't it?
Fuck the next time was... She got her teeth stuck in the letterbox.
Would you ever go and have your teeth done, your hair done, that sort of thing?
Nah,
with a
fuck that.
I think
well, you've
stupid,
got a good hairline. It's fucking annoying. Yours actually stayed.
Yeah. I'm lucky with my hair, like, but my teeth, like, they're fucking missing at the back. And I was on TV doing the panel show and I could see them and I went, fuck, I want to get them fixed. And then I went and got just a pop-in thing, you know, a couple hundred quid. And I went, that looks fucking stupid.
Yeah. Because I've always thought, like, imagine me with perfect teeth. I'd look even more stupid than I do now.
So people with no teeth, right? People don't mention it. And then they go to Turkey and they get teeth.
Yeah.
And then they get called Turkey Teeth.
Yeah.
So you've now got a nickname that you didn't fucking have and you've spent a couple of £1,000 to fucking
stupid,
get it.
Stupid, innit?
Yeah. I've lost about 2 stone in a couple of months and people think that I went and got a fucking band in.
Really?
Yeah. And you're like, no, I fucking didn't. I'm just fucking... living properly again.
Good on you. You didn't do the Legionnaire's diet that Freddie was on?
No,
just the traditional method.
I literally only like sort of eat when it gets to 12 o'clock.
Right.
That's all I do. And it's just got the stage now where I'm eating like one big meal a day and I don't eat the rest of the day.
Fair enough. Good on you, mate.
It's simple. Like, just don't fucking eat as much as you were, you fat cunt.
I've been saying it. I've been trying to put that message out there. Like,
I've lost over 2 stone as well.
I know, but it took a Victorian disease to do it.
Took the IRA to give you that disease.
I think it's a very nice song. I think it's lovely. It's charming.
We're changing the words. Oh, Freddie, hold me in your arms and let me go.
Both sides were right and wrong. There's blame on both sides. Let's come to an amicable agreement. Let's all get along for the good of Ireland. Do 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 do
do do do. Freddie Corbyn. They love fucking Jeremy Corbyn. Yeah.
Do they?
They love Jeremy Corbyn, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's one of the reasons he didn't do well here. They're like, they like him. They're like, fuck off then.
Why do they like Jeremy Corbyn?
Because he always stood up for like human rights and stuff like that. So back in the day, he would have been meeting with, you know, people from Sinn Féin and IRA.
He was always involved. Yeah. He was always heavily involved in it. A lot of protests against like British involvement and stuff. Yeah.
So he would have been up for like people being falsely imprisoned and stuff like that. So they love Jeremy Corbyn. Well, one side does anyway.
Hard to please both, I would suggest. Probably, you know.
So you need to pick your sides wisely.
Right, okay. Which side would you recommend?
I can only talk for one side of the community.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm not taking you.
That's the thing. We've only really got one side available to us.
The fucking damage has been done, Freddie.
Yeah.
I like you and all that, but listen.
I think that's a smart move, Paddy. I think you don't need that association.
I'm only here for Rob.
Fuck's sake.
A lot of people come over and I go, listen, any hassle, any trouble, give me a shout.
Freddie, you're on your own.
Willie can sort you out.
Right. We put William Thompson.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Nah. Yeah, the lad with the muscles.
The disabled one. No.
You picked your side.
If I have a choice.
You picked disabled.
If I have a choice, right, there's a guy with a shotgun pointing in my fucking face. And my choice to talk me down from this situation is a guy with a dagger on his dick or a guy with a gammy leg. Then I'm fucking. absolutely going for dagger penis. What the fuck is this? Do you know what? I'm not even going on his side. I'm making a third side.
Yeah.
Freddie Quinn Fane.
Right.
Just me. I'm an independent nation.
Well, I'm going to start the Mulster Unionist. Yeah.
Where do you stand on the war? I think you're both cunts.
Just two sides.
Maybe
full of
I'm what brings them together.
Yeah, just the united hatred of Freddie. Yeah.
They go, God, decades of war, but that guy is such a cunt.
We've got so much that we disagree on, but one thing we can all come together on is that Freddie Quinn is a big fat cunt.
Yeah.
Freddie would do the good fry up agreement.
For Cod Nulster.
Oh, God.
Fucking hell. Oh, Christ. Well, that was some fun 999 calls.
We hope you're enjoying Dead Men Talking. And if you are, why not become a Patreon?
You tight bastard. Give us £3.
You can sign up at patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. And for that, you get an extra episode every single week. You get access to specials and you get to help support the podcast in a way that will make it a long-term thing. Because without the Patreons, we couldn't afford to keep doing this. So,
and we're definitely going to get in a lot of trouble at some point. And having like a built-in audience that aren't going anywhere that are subscribing really will protect us.
Lawyers ain't cheap, bro. So look, if you are enjoying it, you can actually head over to patreon.com/deadmentalkpod right now and sign up for a 7-day free trial. And for that, you'll get access to everything so you can check out if it's for you before paying.
Yeah, don't go for a free membership, by the way. That's not the same thing. Free trial, and then you get access to absolutely everything on the Patreon. And if you're just dead skint or cheap, just try and watch everything in a week. Good luck. There's too much stuff. And here's a sample of the sort of thing we're getting up to on Patreon.
This is how easy rapping is. Give me a subject.
No. Right.
Legionnaires.
Legionnaires.
Yeah, you got loads to rap about.
It'll put on your chest. Hers. Hey, who cares? Problem is you got to dare to get better. No sweater.
It'll get you in trouble. Might have to live in a bubble.
There you go. It's as easy as that.
Right.
And then you put
that's
some,
really good. No, you're right. That's exactly like really good rap music. Yeah, then, well done. Point well made.
No,
well proven, Freddie.
Because the thing is you're being a dick because there isn't like a beat behind it. But can you start
playing a beat, please, Tom? If you go on YouTube, if you just put in rap beat, a rap beat will come up. So then obviously you'll be much better on beat.
Right.
Because you were so good a cappella.
Do you know what? I'm that confident on this.
Yeah.
Give me three random words. I'll MC Hammersmith this.
Right, that's not MC Hammersmith. That's just freestyle rapping.
All right, fine. Give me three random words.
Okay. Onomatopoeic.
No, don't be a dick.
I'm not being a dick. That's a random word.
Just give me like three normal words.
All right, okay. Aneurysm.
Right.
Purple.
Okay. No, you're being a dick.
I'm not being a dick.
Yeah, you are, because you're picking hard to rhyme words.
It's not actually hard to rhyme. People think it is, but it's not. Like, hurtful rhymes with purple.
Okay.
Gay pink hat.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so aneurysm, purple, gay pink hat.
Yeah.
Okay, go. Ayo. This one goes out to my boys in the streets. Jiggy T.
Jiggy T.
Fat Sean.
Big up, Fat Sean.
Here we go.
When yes.
Yo.
Big fat racist on the mic.
Rap, 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 rap. Here we go. 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 Yo, my name is Freddie Quinn and I'm full of jism. My rhymes will give you an aneurysm. Yeah, my rhymes, they are so hurtful. I'm like the color purple. You see me? I'm a big fat cunt. I'm coming at the mic. Lots of front. I'm coming at the mic and I'm hitting things hard. You gotta love my bars, I'm telling you now. You're a twat with a hat and your hat is pink. And you look like that, you look like a pussy. Yo, I'm gonna slap yo, you're a little pussy boy. Rap, 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 yo. Done, piece of fucking piss. Have that fucking Stormzy.
Nailed it. I would like to go back to Fat Sean, right? Imagine being in your group and being called Fat Sean.
By him. I was thinking that. How big is this cunt? This must be the fattest man on earth.
We've got two Seans.
Right. And it's Preston. I'm assuming the one who's not called Fat Sean isn't thin.
He's a beast, Sean.
Fat Sean.
I think that we can all say that that was better than what we thought
it was. Oh, yeah, it was better than I thought.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. It still felt racist.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
What else have we got, Sam?
We got loads of stuff.
You were very excited today because you've done a call out for content.
I did a call out for content. We're going to start giving out prizes for good content. And so a lot of people entered. So I'm one person.
And by prizes, do we of course mean shit in the studio that we don't want?
Yeah, someone has already won the Shannon Matthews book.
Right, brilliant. There we go. Someone's I've been winging your way to you.
Might sign it.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, yeah.
Might write a stupid message.
You know about Shannon Matthews, don't you?
No.
Oh, right. Okay.
Do you know nothing about our culture?
The song is shit, that's all.
Yeah. It's so funny how much stuff that doesn't travel. I was watching a podcast with an American battle rapper where they were talking about a battle where Shuffle T referenced Joseph Fritzl, and they were like, who's that? And they were like, oh, he's this scientist who was controversial. I was like, that is not who that is. No.
He's getting out.
What? His daughter didn't get out for longer than that.
Yeah, Fritzl's getting out.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you getting parole for that?
Yeah. He gave his daughter's address. It's a fucking... So he's going to be... That's not even a joke.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Is she... Well, she put him in the basement, I assume. Fucking hell. Sorry to derail this. This is genuinely interesting. But like, that is... He's actually fucking getting out. I didn't... Yeah. I was trying to support your point on derail, but Joseph Fritzl getting out is something...
Joseph Fritzl, who locked his daughter in a cellar for 24 years, could soon be free.
I'll tell you what.
An expert has ruled he is no longer a danger to the public.
What?
The record he's at that age and he can't take fucking basements anymore. That's fucking...
He's so frail and old that he's like, oh, fuck
he's it. He's not going to rip his daughters anymore.
Do you know what's going to be so sad is when he goes back to his house and he legitimately wants building work done?
And they have to adapt it.
Yeah, and every contractor is like, fuck off, Joseph. Yeah.
Seller conversion company.
Oh, you need an attic, do you? You fucking prick.
He's the only person who's got a tag that goes down. So he can't go 10 metres down.
Yeah, he's not allowed below ground.
So they'll put him on that show, Place in the Sun.
So Shannon Matthews, right, was this girl, and her parents said that she'd been kidnapped. And the plan was that they were going to pretend that she was kidnapped to claim the reward money. But all the time, the whole community was looking for her. A whole country was looking for her, really, at one point.
It was like the new Maddie McCann.
She was at her uncle's and he'd hid her in a drawer somewhere.
She was in a sock drawer.
Yeah.
Like toddler.
2 weeks.
Will she live?
Yeah, absolutely fine. She's not harmed at all. So it was just a mad thing where they went, our daughter's missing. They went on TV and like these... And
the daughter's fella turned out to be a paedophile. He had loads of like child porn on his. It's wild.
Who's her uncle did?
No, the girl who got kidnapped, her stepdad had a load of porn on it, porn on his computer.
I'd suggest if you're a pedo, don't draw that much attention to yourself.
Yeah, don't go on TV and say,
going, oh,
I've lost a child.
I've lost a very tight child. Yeah. I mean,
it's like if you did the Hatton Gardens robbery and then you went on telly like, oh, I've lost a big diamond.
Yeah, it's like going on an 80s roadshow.
But your mum was done with a Banksy.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, he did. Like, yeah, was it? Was
he
it
stole it from Brighton? Yeah. He stole it from Brighton Beach or something.
To cut it off a wall, hadn't he? And he went to get it appraised.
And the guy was like, "So you actually stole this? This is art?" And he was like, "No." Fell off the wall.
Yeah.
But he was on TV with the Banksy, and they were like, it's not worth anything. because you stole it.
Yeah. Well, Banksy himself, doesn't he? He refuses to authenticate stuff that he's clearly done. He's no, it's not mine.
Yeah, well,
and then it just makes it worthless. You've just got a worthless
one. Very minor good thing Banksy does. I fucking hate Banksy.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not why just think he's shit.
What?
Wanksy? There's a thing that always really annoyed me with him, that where, like, which isn't even his fault. There's a sub thing where he would paint over other artists' work, and then the government would sort of, like, the council would protect his work from other stuff, and he's already disrespected another artist's stuff. I found that a bit creepy. It's just it become a bit of a thing for street art that I don't think is helpful. But anyway,
I think it's just all the points that he makes politically that everyone's like, oh, he's dead clever. I always think it's like,
they're so sixth form, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean?
It's like, government's bad guys. It's just a bit like Route One. And he just smacks of a posh boy to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it's posh boy street art. Yeah. That's yeah.
Yeah. Does anybody know who he is? Like,
it's sort of been worked out.
He's from Massive Attack, isn't he? That's like the big rumor.
No, he's in that sort of scene in Bristol. He's not one of the, but like, basically, he's a public school boy art student sort of guy. And like, you know, like, that doesn't disqualify you from being good, but it does make me less interested in you.
I get told a great story about a comedian in London, right? And there was a promoter, and a promoter told him an idea that Banksy should use. And the comedian went and told Banksy about it, and Banksy used it and then gave him a painting.
That's sick.
And then the promoter of the club was actually a carpenter as well, and went to do work in this guy's apartment and seen the Banksy and went, how'd you get a Banksy? And he was like, oh, he gave me it. And then he researched it and seen that Banksy used the joke that he gave him and put it on a leaflet. And that was his payment. And he's like, that's my fucking Banksy, because I give you that bit. And the two of them had a fight over it.
Fuck yeah. Well, things like that can get very complicated, can't they, when it comes to ownership.
Somebody
of
stealing
jokes.
Your jokes, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what? I did a segue!
I just keep throwing them for you, Rob.
That was beautiful, mate. He popped that one up for me. So, like. Yeah. So yeah, I've had a bit of a think, but like, we talked about this the other week. Like, I did a joke on my special in like 2019 about
which you have to say, was it out in the open for people to see?
Oh yeah, it's all over the internet. Like, you know, it's on my YouTube special.
It's on his YouTube special.
It was on Reddit.
At least several hundred people have watched it.
About 60,000.
Only takes one. Only takes one to see it.
But like, it was also, it went on Reddit. It like did quite well on there, and it's been on like, you know, Twitter and Instagram.
So
and
it's well documented from 2019.
Like, and like, I think people, UK comedians know it's mad, but worldwide, you know, it had no impact.
It's
like
the
that.
Best bit you've ever done.
Thank
which
you
was
much.
About it's about cultural appropriation. I'll tell it better than you. it's about cultural appropriation. And he said, I'm against it. That's why I don't like it when black people use the N-word. Because that's our word, you know. That's our.
Unlike
word.
You, Freddie, I researched it. I've seen this.
Yeah, it's absolutely butchered it. But that's basically the genesis of it. But anyway, Ricky Gervais did basically the same joke on his new special, and like, I got loads of messages about it. And I was like, look, like, Ricky Gervais hasn't seen my shit. I'm sure he doesn't know I exist. It's a clean
but
concept where parallel thinking can happen.
But I told you to pretend.
You did, and I actually like to pretend that Ricky, like, I was angry about it to try and
then,
get controversy.
And then you could have gone viral like this guy.
Yeah, but what I didn't. So basically, there's another guy. He's called Ben Backus, I think. If you're out of scroll, look, so I can just see his name. Just Banker, sorry. And I've actually seen him before. He does the same joke again, right? And he did it in like 2021. He posted it online, and every time he posts it, and his went massive viral, which was annoying because I got there first, but it is what it is. That happens. But every time he's posted it, which has been a few times, I've replied and gone, hey, I did this first, like, it's a little thing, just being like, you know, gives the fucking hat tip. Loads of people are commenting going, Rob Holland did this first, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to assume he's not seeing that. It went very viral. You get a lot of replies. You know, I want to assume the best of people.
Right.
But then Ben's put a video up today, as we film, going, Ricky Gervais stole my joke. And it's him on a podcast cutting with clips of the footage.
Let's watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, if this was me and you, you'd be like, why are you explaining the video? Let's just watch it.
Because I didn't know we were going to play the video. I thought we were just going to
talk
about
it. Oh, no, we're going
to
play the video.
Right, okay.
You know, I didn't imagine that 2024 Ricky Gervais would be doing jokes that I did in 2021.
Cultural appropriation. Have you heard of that? Cultural appropriation. The latest no-no. Black people, they use the N-word, don't they? We invented that.
Rob invented it.
Still can't say the N-word. Even though we created it. Seems like a little bit of cultural appropriation, but
was it?
Yeah.
he's made it worse than any of you.
Yeah.
Because he's put cultural appropriation as the punchline.
Yeah. Where she well, the punchline
is
the concept.
The punchline
yeah,
is
yeah,
we
yeah.
invented it.
Yeah.
So he's made it the worst. So
and he's, Ricky he's fucked it by not enough, leaving. He's changed it enough from yours to make it like it's not the same.
Yeah.
But it is the same.
It's the same joke. Yeah.
And by doing that, he isn't as good as your bit.
Thank you very much. I actually think, yeah, like Ricky's one annoyed Freddie's me. There isn't is applause right. as well. Yeah. I agree. I think when I saw it, that annoyed me. I was like, ah, that's not the way to do that joke. But
and if he's ignoring your comments, 100% he's seen your comments because, if, you know, somebody would say to him, look, there's a guy on there because people tell you.
Yeah.
And he would go, fuck. And he would send you a message and go, oh, well, when
did the
first do it?
Yeah, because it doesn't need to be beef. I wasn't like trying to be like, you stole my shit. Because obviously, I assume he's not seen my stuff as well. Parallel thinking happens. Especially, look, if it was a whole big routine with certain beats where you hit every one of them, I'd be like, that's nicked.
Yeah.
If it was multiple things, I'd be like, that's nicked. It's one punchline that you can get to from that concept.
You can
tell. You know, it's quite clean. Yeah. It's not that much of a leap. A few people have got to it, which means it is. I don't think I'm that much of a unique genius that no one else could think
of. You can tell sometimes. You know? You can tell a joke that it's just the same body work, the same paint work. Mm-hmm. And then if you pop the hood, you can tell that there's the different way that the engine works.
I think Watson is, but I genuinely think he's took it because he's tried to change it enough.
Let's fucking go, Paddy.
I think
Let's
so.
Fucking
I
it.
Do like looking at that.
Yeah. It's I don't know. I try and assume the best, you know, whatever. I haven't spoken to a guy. I don't know him. It's all good. But it was just a little bit galling to be like, you know, for him to be kicking off and throwing around it like that it was nicked off him when it's like, check you first. I posted a little thing on Twitter. I was like, look, no beef with him and all this. But if you're going to go around saying people are stealing stuff, make sure you were first. Yeah. You know, like, because I beat him to it by fucking ages as well. I had that joke for a couple of years before this.
Let's have a look what he says afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Ricky Gervais stole my N-word joke or is borrowing it for his Netflix special or maybe it's just a coincidence.
That one.
But you can't tell me that those two bits weren't similar.
Yes, they
and
were similar.
The reality is, my bit went viral like 3 times.
Yeah, it was really fucking irritating. Every time I commented on it as
like
well.
4 or 5 million views, maybe 6 million views on that video. So you
that
can't
was during
tell
America
me
bit?
That it's impossible that this motherfucker didn't see it.
Mate, you have got such a brilliant opportunity to quote tweet that with your bit from 2019. Yeah.
I've already done it earlier today. I already did it today. I put a like, because his tweet, if you scroll up, what he wrote was Ricky Gervais stole my N-word bit proof below. I retweeted Ben Bankers stole my N-word bit proof below.
I seen your bit today.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah. And then I put a little reply explaining it, going like, look, no beef, all of this. But like, I was like,
Bollocks?
You know.
It's past that stage now.
Why are you saying no beef?
Because I'm not going to start a fucking beef with some guy
you,
I don't
Ben
know.
Ben Bankers, you fucking pussy.
Ben Wankers, more like.
Yeah. But you'll never be part of Freddie Quinn Fain. Never. never. We'll never have you.
Yeah. But you know.
Actually, we will have you. We're very short on numbers. Yeah. We will recruit any. Come on, please.
Yeah. But I do just want to put my flag in it. Like, that's the only thing. I'm not kicking off. I'm not going like, you know, like it needs to be a big thing. But I do just want to put my flag in it that whilst a few people have got to it since, I was fucking
first. Are you
first
on TikTok?
Yeah.
Get it on TikTok.
Yeah, I probably should.
Do but a like, fucking post on TikTok.
Yeah, like duet it or whatever.
It'll fucking go more viral. But like, he comes on, he's like, I've had 4 million fucking hits. If we had that many people in our country, fucking, we'd have fucking 4 million. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Because 4 million's not a lot for a viral
when there's
video.
There's 200 million,
that's fuck all. Do you know what I mean?
Because they really regionalise your content as well.
Yeah.
Like, if you're based in Ireland, you'll see Irish content and English content. And if you're in England, I follow a couple of Irish content people, but I don't know their names.
Did you not research who they are?
No. One of them is a one of them is a singer. And he's a fat guy. I think he's called like Ga-ga-ga-ga.
Lady Gaga.
I think he's called Ga-ga-ga-ga.
Yeah, he's Celtic.
It just doesn't help himself, does he?
What? It begins with G. His name begins with G. And he's very funny.
If it is Celtic, he'd be like...
And then I follow another guy who's like a little carpenter somewhere, and he just makes things.
A little carpenter.
Yeah, he's just really happy. Just really happy with his life. He's got a little flat cap, a little shirt, and he works in a little shed, and he's like, oh, today we're going to be making this saw look a bit shinier. And he just polishes it, and he just looks like he's living his best life.
I love the fact that you're watching some random fucking dude in a shed sharpening his fucking saw. but you won't look in the fucking real life history.
I know. It's unbelievable,
isn't
it?
Like, I don't have time to research that. look at he done with two nails. Look. Wow.
I've got so much time to research it. I just choose that it's less important than watching a man.
But you know what? It is easy to go down a rabbit hole on TikTok. Shite.
That's why I can't be on it, man. Like it just hits like all the addictive bits of my brain. I can't be on it. It just shows
it's
me.
It's too smart that it throws it in.
It just shows me mentally ill people, and I can't look away. Like all of mine when I was on it, my whole algorithm was people with 10 followers like ranting about aliens in the walls, and like I can't stop watching that. So, I find it so fun.
Every once in a while, so mine's mostly. Can't pay, will take it away. Segments like from people being like, "Oh, I'm not paying." Whatever.
Troubled women waving their ass around.
It's that Premier League goals, and every once in a while, TikTok will go, "Oh, do you want some teenage pussy?" And I'll go, "Nah, not really."
But I haven't had any women up in mine in ages.
Have you not?
No.
Every once in a while, maybe every 100, it'll go, "What about this?"
Or to start, like, I thought, this is like a porn thing.
It's just
women bouncing and doing a flash of their muff in a fucking mirror. But then it all stopped, and I'm like,
but. Have you ever had that thing where you watch one video and you're like, fucking hell, that was a weird cunt. And then you get two more videos about the same thing and you watch them both. And before you know it, your algorithm is full of fucking shit.
Yeah.
So I've got one recently that I've been watching. People called bird therians. And they're people who believe that they are birds, basically. So there's dudes...
people?
I shit you.
I think I used to watch a cartoon in the 80s. It was about that.
So I shit you not.
Some of them are trying to do sports as well.
So there's one guy. But their songs are wonderful. So there's one guy, and it made me laugh because he was in a field. And he was like, "Oh, I'm just getting, I'm just becoming better acquainted with my bird persona or whatever." It was just this fat, fucking useless cunt in a field. And he just had two wings on. And he was just going, whoosh, whoosh, in a field. I was just like, "You stupid twat." And then the next day, there was a guy who was a bird therian or whatever. And he was in a tree. And he was just like, I've always just felt so safe and secure in a tree.
But he was in the tree when the fucking storm was happening.
Yeah, let's see how committed you are. Yeah. Easy to be a fair weather bird, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, and now they're just fucking mad cunts everywhere eating seeds out of hands.
It's mad
shit.
How it goes. I watched The Undertaker on Joe Rogan's podcast on YouTube, and then the next week it was just like, "Do you want to be a Nazi?" Like the rest, it was literally YouTube was just going, "Oh, the wokes are bad." It was just like, it just started like feeding me some wild shit. I got some videos about like the great replacement therapy and me fucking.
What's
theory.
The great replacement therapy?
Theory, not therapy. So
I was going to say, that does sound like trans.
It's an incredibly racist theory that.
It's just a bloke with some pinking shears.
Oh, it's much worse than that. It's basically the idea that white people are being replaced in Western countries by other ethnicities, and that there is some sort of sinister plan to eradicate white people. And it is just lunatic, far right, insane Nazi bollocks. But like, as soon as I saw one of them, I was like, I just wanted to hear some old wrestling stories. I was like, I just wanted to hear about the time he threw Mick Foley off a cell.
I wanted to know if him and Kane are still friends.
Exactly. That's all I wanted.
Is that what Undertaker's into? Like, he thinks that he...
No, it's just a Joe Rogan thing, I think. And like, Joe Rogan isn't into art. But I think he's had some... Like, the way it works is it links it all together. So, like, Joe Rogan has had some, like, right-wing, thought leaders on there. And, like, you know, you can be right-wing, that's fine. But then they are associated with people who were further down the line, and they're associated with them. And YouTube basically has gone, this is a 35-year-old white guy who likes these particular stand-ups. Boosh! And it's just, like, fucked. Yeah.
It's my the way it goes, because I was watching, like... metal detecting old battlefields and they find in Germany.
You're having to go in for the sword.
Right? And I know, but it was like, that's fucking history and I know about it, right?
All right, fair.
But then it went on to like modern German technology, like cars and buildings, where they're getting the swastika put into different parts
Like, if you spin the fucking Volkswagen badge, it goes into the swastika and all. And yeah. they play the fucking German music over top of it. And I'm going, I'm being brainwashed here. I'm being fucking brainwashed here. I'm going, oh, fuck, that's in there. That's in.
So, yeah, it's really easy done. And, like, you got to watch yourself with, like, YouTube and stuff where, like, if it starts leading you down that, I've got to, like, pull away. I delete things from my history sometimes to stop it, like, fucking going that way. Because I just want to chill out and, like, you know.
Shannon's fucking stepdad should have done
probably
that.
Probably going to have to delete... To be honest, I hate to think what this podcast link into.
Oh, God.
Jesus fucking Christ. I'm sorry for the damage we've done to your algorithm.
Yeah, enjoy your FGM video next.
Yeah, that I don't know what that is, but it sounds good.
When it comes to our podcast,
female
though,
genital is chopping clits.
Oh, no, I thought with our podcast, FGM stands for fat gay mom.
Right, what else have we got?
Do I do cut in the week?
No.
That's a cut of the week. That's what we're doing.
Cut of the week is a new feature that Tom is really trying to make work.
Cunt of the week?
Yeah, cunt of the week. Yeah.
It works.
He's got a sting and everything.
It works. We had Dan Nightingale on, it worked really well.
Yeah, but because Dan's a great podcaster, it's nothing to do with
what
cunt
you said about Paddy?
Paddy's great as well.
Well, there we go.
Paddy might be able to carry this, but that doesn't mean the fucking feature's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's the sting.
Right.
It's time for cunt of the week.
Has to go to Freddie.
I'm on the wheel.
He picked the wrong side.
Paddy, I think we can absolutely accept your nomination of Freddie for Cunt of the Week. He's definitely in the mix. 100% in the mix.
Do you know what? I'm going to research it right now. You do Cunt of the Week.
What, you're going to research the whole of the Troubles right now?
Yeah. Who was at fault for the Troubles in... Northern Ireland. Okay.
I hope this comes back with Freddie Quinn.
What do you mean Freddie Quinn fame? What are you on about? More than 3,500 people were killed in the conflict, of whom 52% were civilians, 32% were members of the British security forces, and 16% were members of parliamentary groups. Republican parliamentary
groups. Are you reading the whole Wikipedia page?
You can't even read the word paramilitary.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Republican parliamentary groups responsible...
Disabled armies. For some...
A lot of them are disabled now.
We're responsible for some 60% of the deaths, loyalists 30, and security forces 10. It's about even, isn't it?
Right, even so Stevens.
I thought that it was going to just say, like, side and I could move on.
Britain. There we go.
Britain. Right, okay, we were responsible.
Yeah.
Appalled.
Here, see your name, but Quinn. It obviously sounds a bit Irish.
Yeah.
So there's Irish somewhere.
You're right.
Yeah. So where is it?
In Ireland, I think. There's nothing in him.
He's fucking
He's just Prestonian.
Your family left it in the bog when they left during the famine.
No, Freddie was in the Great Potato Feast.
I wonder, did anybody in your family have Legionnaires' disease in the past?
No. I don't think so.
No.
Anyway, I've got a really big family and I don't keep in touch with most of them. So, I don't fucking know.
That's their choice, is it?
Yeah, well, I've been excommunicadoed. I get shunned like an Amish
person. You don't know what part of the is Irish?
No.
Right, okay.
Is there any Irish in your actual family history?
No. So fuck. Right, let's
do
go
the DNA
that.
Test.
Yeah. 23andMe and I came back fucking 15% Down syndrome. Come on.
So, cunt of the week, Paddy. I'm going to tell you three stories. We're going to talk about them. We're going to decide who the cunt of the week is. But it could be anyone. This one made me laugh so much at a certain point in it that I put it in without even reading the rest of the story.
Right.
It's very good. At Christmas, we had a secret Santa at work. I got my boss, who's a complete bellend and always a cunt to me. I happen to know that his missus was born with no ears, as I saw him on embarrassing bodies. As a present, I got him a his and hers earmuff set, which went down like a lead balloon. He launched an investigation and a lad has been suspended, even though it was me. Do I own up to this or let the lad take the fall? He originally wanted advice, but I thought, this has got to be cunt of the week.
Yeah, it's pretty cunty.
This is but...
Right, I think it's very funny. I think the boss is probably the cunt here.
Yeah.
But it depends on who's been suspended, if they're a prick. Because this could be some positive collateral damage.
Can we?
Where two birds, one stone. You've annoyed your boss and someone you don't like's been suspended.
Yeah.
If they're just innocent, though, you might have to step up and take it, innit? If they're just like a nice
lad. If somebody you like, you're going to go. Or if it's a fucking guy with four kids. Like,
yeah,
you need
exactly.
Money,
yeah,
you need
yeah,
to go, well, do you know what?
You know, that was me.
But, like, is it grounds for being fucking sacked.
I think we're overlooking this woman who was born with no ears.
Yes, can we? But, can we see a picture of people born with no ears?
Oh, yeah. But
see,
to be honest,
no ears, embarrassing
honest,
bodies.
You don't need ears for the fucking wear earmuffs. Like that's actually true. It's actually a decent thing for her to get because nobody will look then because they'll think there's ears.
Yeah,
to know
yeah. AirPods would have been horrible.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or glasses. Isn't her? It's her sunglasses.
Happy secret Santa for you. His and her sunglasses.
A bunch of wafer pearl earrings. You know, like, that would be...
I bet she was fucked during COVID. She just had to staple a mask to the side of her head.
Balaclava.
Right.
So there is this news story about this woman. Deaf nurse born with no ears here for the first time after pioneering surgery to build organs from rib cartilage.
So the name of this woman that we're laughing at
no,
is...
No, 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 no. Freddie, right, we'll beat that. Like, okay. Like, this is bad enough without actually tying it together so we can identify the person who
By
sent it.
By the way, we're
email.
Not laughing at the woman with no ears. We're
I am
laughing
a bit.
At the guy.
Oh, I'm definitely laughing at the woman with no ears. But she's not going to hear us.
Please no one subtitle this clip.
They're not deaf with no ears.
Well, this woman was
Wait
deaf.
A minute, wait a minute. You're not deaf with no ears.
Well,
yeah, but
no,
you can still have the canal. Yeah. You can still have the inner function.
It's not the outer bit that's doing the hearing, is it? That just sort of funnels sound in.
If you're not listening to the headline, deaf nurse born with no ears.
Yeah, but that's what they had to
she
write
was really
things.
Unlucky.
Yeah,
she
and
was
if
really
you don't
unlucky.
Listen to the rest of the headline, deaf nurse knows with no... deaf nurse... deaf nurse...
Am I going deaf
sorry,
now?
Sorry, deaf nurse born with no ears. Hears for the first time after pioneering surgery to build organs. True. So she can hear now.
She can.
So if you're listening, hiya. Nice to meet you.
Take your earmuffs off.
Take your earmuffs off. They were born as a joke.
Yeah, well, there we go. Like, this story isn't going to be particularly entertaining for that. That's a nice thing, and that's not an
right. So
we'll
take it that was his wife?
Must have been.
So,
yeah,
so that was his boss's wife.
Yeah.
And he bought his boss.
Well, is his boss really? I can't, like, if he took up a bird, like, she had no ears and she was deaf. Like, he must have been a decent enough. Like, he went.
Or he's got a really annoying voice.
Oh, what
and,
does
like,
she...
And, that was his only option. Maybe it's from Birmingham.
Yeah. What, what does she, what's he hold on to when she's sucking his dick?
Or her?
The earmuffs.
Are you grabbing women's ears?
No, I grab her, the back of the her, Freddie.
I do it with the ears.
Fuck me.
I like that. Come on. With the ears.
Yeah.
Right.
Fucking grabbing a bird like an FA Cup for fuck's sake.
To be fair, if they've got no ears, just pop a finger in either one. Like you're holding a corn on the cob.
Oh, so funny.
Going on the knob.
Lovely.
That's so funny, man. I think you shut up about this, and then you just let whatever happens happen.
Depends on the guy, you know, who's taking the fall. That's the only thing.
That's the only
if
thing.
The guy,
that's
if,
the only
if he's only suspended and they've got no evidence and he comes back, all good. Keep quiet, you know. Yeah. But if this guy's got like a serious issue and he's got a life that, you know, like losing your job could be a big thing. What I would say is you are funny. That is a funny gift, and people shouldn't be angry.
Yeah,
no. I think maybe you could come clean, but anonymously.
Uh-huh.
You tell your boss...
I am the Phantom Muffer.
But how
Twas
does...
I, and I would do it again!
How does the boss know that this was a piss take? Because you could always just say, oh, look, mate, I'll be totally honest with you. I was fucking... I forgot all about this.
I think it's probably everybody knows that his wife has no ears.
Yeah, his
I think
and the day after earmuffs.
The day after that TV show was out, everybody was like, his wife.
Yeah, his and hers earmuffs isn't something you just get someone, is it?
It is funny, though.
It is funny,
it's
funny.
And it's also it's his fault for being a cunt.
Yeah. More of my mates got suspended from his job from a secret Santa. He got the only Russian woman in an office, so he bought Anna Kournikova's smash court tennis and an orange balaclava like Pussy Riot would wear. And, like, it was
Christ.
Ask the Pussy Riot thing had just happened.
Really?
Yeah, it was really funny.
I wonder what he'd get in now.
Yeah.
Like a dead Ukrainian child.
Fucking hell.
How do you wrap that, though?
It's a lot of, you put it in a box, so it's... So there's the Ukrainians you can add to your list, Freddie.
Yeah, right. They've got enough on their plate.
Right, let's find...
Next story, big-titted mum. A few years ago, my friend...
What? Big-titted mum?
That's the title of this
one.
That's
the title of this
Great.
One, yeah.
Okay.
A few years ago, my friend came up with a nickname for my lovely mother, which he knew would annoy me. The nickname was Titsy Boobswick on account of her having large breasts.
And no ears.
Naturally, my whole friend group knew about it almost overnight, and the flack I got from it was insane, to say the least. Then one night, all my mates were at mine for a drink while I was living at home, and I decided to throw him under the bus and tell my mum about a nickname my mate came up with in front of all my other mates. My dad was also there. He was quite a big guy, and everyone was laughing besides him and my mum. The colour drained from his face, and to this day, I don't think he's ever looked her in the eye. He's looking at her tits.
Yeah, no one's looking her in the eye, lad.
Am I cunt of the week, or was what I did justified?
Justified, 100%.
Oh, I don't know. It's a bit.
I think it's a bit snitchy. I think he's the cunt here because at the end of the day, like the reason that your mates have given that name to your mum is to take the piss out of you. So by you grassing to your own mum, what you're doing is you're transferring your hurt feelings onto her.
Yeah, but I also think that he's probably took that much shit from all the boys now.
This has clearly been a long time brewing.
This is a long time brewing. He's like, no, let's get it fucking right.
But you know what, though?
If you haven't got the balls to say it to somebody's face, don't call them it.
Do you know what, though, is, like, I think that this is one of these people who he's not got anything else to take the piss out of. Do you know what I mean? Like, because when you're going, oh, your mum's got big tits, that's because you've literally, there's nothing else.
It depends how big the tits are.
He's a normal guy.
Have you a picture of the tits?
Don't have a picture of the tits. If you could send him in, that would be very helpful.
Yeah, please, if you could. And like, say he rates, his dad's quite a big guy. Is he talking about his cock or let's say his
dad's tits? His dad's tits.
Yeah, his dad's tits. His dad's big tits.
His dad's Coxy McNob or whatever.
We could get the earmuffs and put them over one tit.
Also, saying you've got big tits isn't like the worst insult.
No. But if they are big tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, there's a difference, isn't there, between big tits and fat tits. Mm-hmm. Like big tits are like, they're still tits, but like...
And fat tits are what
big
you
tits,
have.
Big tits are where it's all tit, but fat tits are where it's big, but most of it's just fat.
But if they're fat belly and fat tits, they don't look as big. So that if they're skinny and they have big ditties, then it's like they stick out more.
It's all relative, isn't it? Yeah.
So I think it's she's skinny and she has big tits.
Yeah.
I think he has been
that's
a cunt.
That's what's in my head.
I think he has been a cunt, but not to his mate. I think he's been a cunt to his mum.
Yeah.
And I think you should get them involved in beef between your mates. And it's also like fun beef. You know, everyone's having a laugh.
Yeah.
You know, you've taken it to a new level there. I don't know. I think it's bad against the boys. I think you've just got to find something else to hammer one of your mates for. You've got to throw it off, haven't you?
Yeah.
When you're getting the grief from the boys, you've got to find someone lower down the social pecking order to shift it off to.
Well, I mean, you would say this because it's not like you can tell your dad all the things we call him, is it?
His dad left.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
His dad left.
Like when I was a little kid, and that's a recurring joke because Freddie loves to laugh at trauma. No, it's all right. It's been a long running joke.
What did your dad do again?
What, is in the army? He was in British.
Yeah,
British
so
army.
Both dickheads.
British army.
Right.
Yeah.
British army.
I fuck him.
Yeah. Maybe you don't want him on your team.
Yeah.
Paramilitary was he?
I'm also not a fan. You know.
Yeah, I could tell that.
Do you know what a paramilitary is?
No.
There we go.
It's not somebody who competes in a game.
Yeah.
Somewhere, by the way. Yeah. So, do you know?
It's like
Willie Thompson. You know Willie? Willie played for the Northern Ireland cerebral palsy football team.
Did he?
Fucking
class.
Oh, I would have loved to have gone to trials for that.
Do you know what? I tortured a life at him and he goes, we were fucking good. They had a football match against the Comedians and I wasn't there. And they nearly beat the Comedians. They were really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I would love to watch, like, because Tom's quite cocky about how good he is at football as well. I'd love to watch these two beaten by a disabled
team. Do you think you're good too?
No,
I'm better than I look at it, if I can be arsed.
Right, okay.
He can't be arsed ever, so he won't move, but he can hit like a corner or a free kick, all right.
You know, dead ball specialist.
Yeah.
Did you play football, Tom?
Yeah. I've not played for a while, but I still play. Yeah.
Did you play at any certain levels or anything?
No, I'm not like semi-pro or anything.
No.
I'm decent for someone who's...
He said he was better than any female footballer.
Oh, yeah, definitely better than any female footballer. I mean, whatever I was in my prime. Maybe there's some that are better than me now.
I would argue.
Because I've got one lung.
There was one girl
lived beside me when we were growing up. She was Mal Donaghy's niece, and she was fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
And that was before women's football was a fucking thing. If she was playing football now,
She'd be getting paid fucking all sorts of money. This was fucking brilliant.
I've told them before about my cousin who'd like played like semi-pro women's football and stuff, and she was so ridiculous. Like, the level as soon as you're doing that is so insane. Yeah. Like, she was fucking class.
I have a distant cousin, and she's the captain of the Northern Ireland football team, Melissa. Her dad and my mum are full cousins. She's like the fucking captain of the team. Like, yeah. She's pretty good. So.
I'm better than her.
Cunt of the week.
Yeah. Cunt of the week. Tom's another nomination.
We have one more story. Right. Loud cars. Okay. I have a modified car with a loud exhaust, and so does my neighbour. I leave the house around 5:30 a.m. to get to work.
Cunt. That's the end of it.
Yeah, done.
And
done.
He leaves for his shift about 8:30 p.m. The last few days, we've had an unconfirmed competition to make as much noise as possible.
Both cunts. Both.
He'll be raging because he's only sleeping an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I'd be fucking fuming.
Like, you can't have a loud exhaust and a job that starts at 6 a.m. You're a cunt. Like, you know, like, everyone's asleep. Stop being a knob. Loud exhausts are the worst car mod as well, because it's proper like, look at me.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not doing anything.
Especially when it's on an absolutely wank car. Yeah. Like a Peugeot 206.
It was always the Vauxhall Nova was the car of choice when I was growing up. Yeah. That was the one that everyone modded to fuck.
You're just like, what is the fuck? I always thought it was weird when people put a spoiler on like a Citroen Saxo.
Yeah, you spend 300 quid on a car, then £5,000 doing it up. Feels odd.
I'm guilty.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're a little boy racer.
Back in the day, yeah.
How old are you, Paddy, if you don't mind me
43.
Asking? You're 43.
So I was at the stage of like Max Power magazines. I actually spent more money in Max Power fucking magazines than I did fucking modifying cars.
Yeah. Really?
And when we moved into our house, my wife was like, what the fuck's a crack with all these? And see if I had a captain, and it was like when Katie Price was good looking, do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Like, you would have fucked her in, like, even though you knew she had a couple of dicks in her, but nah, like, you're like, it's like,
not
I thought
first, baby.
But I had a modified, I had a couple of modified cars, like three or four of them, and now, like, I just look at people and go, oh, fuck. It is a bit cringy. Like.
Do you know what I think is the cringiest? Is when they have, like, a little vinyl sticker and it's their Instagram on the side. Yeah. It's like, how impressed do you think I was that I was walking back from Tesco and I thought, I'll just put my shopping on the floor so I can follow your car on the internet.
The best one is Paul Walker quotes.
Yeah. On your car that you drive fast. He died doing that.
Yes, went in fire in a car. Yeah. Like, Paul's going, yeah, he fucking died doing what I love best. No, he fucking died screaming like the fucking rest of us.
Exactly. That wasn't like a fun death. Like, the couple of seconds before it, I reckon, were pretty bad.
Yeah. Even if you survive at that, like...
I'd rather die than survive a fucking 100-mile-an-hour crash. You know, like, I don't want to do that fucking rehab.
Yeah.
I don't want a brain injury or something. Like, yeah, like... I'm already bad enough.
Yeah, like I know we keep talking about it, but Freddie Flintoff's fucking different level now, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's just... like that.
He's able to play for the cricket team with the...
Yeah, he's joined the paramilitary.
He's joined the paramilitary. Fuck me. I think Loud Cars is cunt of the week.
Yeah.
So that's probably the cuntiest.
So we got the Secret Santa, the Amos guy.
Secret Santa's funny. Big Tits Mum is him just being a bit insecure. Yeah. But Loud Car is just cunt behaviour.
Yeah.
I vote for Freddie. That's my vote for cunt of the week. Yep.
Are you going for Paddy?
Freddie.
Freddie. Well, then I'm going to vote for Loud Cars.
It's a
draw!
It's a draw! It's a draw!
Who'd
have seen it coming?
So we're going to have to spin the wheel and find out who's cunt of the week.
Every fucking time.
And do you get picked?
It's time. No, it's the same animation.
So now we spin the wheel. We see who's cunt of the week.
It's not the same animation.
Oh, it's Lad Baby. Baby.
It's Lad Baby.
Lad
Baby is cunt of the week.
Every fucking time. We've not had a result once.
Five weeks in a row. He's playing well, to be fair.
Right, should we move on to some videos?
Yeah, let's go for some videos, yeah.
What sort of stuff do you... What gets you, Paddy? Is there any videos that you're watching and you go, oh, Jesus Christ?
Are you aware of what we do at the end of these episodes?
Yeah, similar things. And you mean, like, porn stuff is a wee bit... Like, people shouting in other people's moves and stuff like that is not for me. Like, it's like...
Get Naked Martin up.
Naked Martin.
This is Naked Martin.
That's
here,
Naked Martin,
Do you know there's a WhatsApp group in Belfast and they try to get him to commit suicide?
Fucking hell.
Ricky Martin.
Yeah, yeah. There's people
They're doing a pretty good job. To
be fair. Well, he nearly fucking did.
I know.
Like, it was a whole...
There's a lot of people who've been fucking horrible to Martin.
Yeah.
Like, he's genuinely a really sweet guy. He's clearly fucking weird. Yeah. He's got his own shit going on. But people really torture him on the internet. And like,
these guys had him this day. They were like, listen, you should really do it. No one
it's
else.
Fucking awful.
And I'm like,
it's a real person. He's an actual person.
I just went, like, my mate told me, I'm in this group. And I went, I literally don't want to be associated with anybody that's in that group.
Yeah, it's horrific.
Because that's fucking horrible.
Yeah,
we
genuinely fucking love Martin. He's sound as fuck. I chat to him on Twitter
sometimes.
He's
a decent enough cock on him, like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, he does. Yeah.
If you've got a big dick, you should never kill yourself.
Yeah. Bit of a waste, man. You have a good enough dick on you. Like.
No, that's it. Like,
he can use it to hang himself.
Fucking hell. But much love to Martin. Like, we genuinely love that guy. And
he's a fun guy.
Should we watch Naked Martin now?
Go on, let's have a little I think this might be the first one we ever watched of him.
It's Naked Martin's Alabama Hockey Mask.
Oh, it's an absolute classic.
Yeah, just outside.
Jesus. It's got some cling film on the floor.
Yeah. Oh. There's always a little portent of what's to come. There we go. There is a bucket down there if you need
for,
a sick bucket.
Fair play to him, like, for fucking putting the cling film down, because it would be a cunt to clean shit.
Well, this
out
is
of a
it.
Deck.
It's not his first rodeo.
No,
Manny,
he's definitely done that shit before.
Oh, this 100%. Is an old video. He's not got his Fulham tattoo.
Oh, he hasn't actually. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Because he's actually an Everton fan, but he got a Fulham tattoo for a fan who sent him, you know, something.
Nah, fuck it. He should have killed himself. Oh, Martin, you fucking stinking bastard.
Yes, Martin.
To be fair, if he did kill himself,
that's the
really,
way to do it.
I'd be really interested to see how he did it.
Oh, he'd do it with some panache.
This
you
is
know?
A good method, to
I know,
be fair.
Yeah,
cling film around
work.
The face.
Has he eaten it?
Oh, he'll eat a bit of it. Yeah. Let's... There we go. He's out. What a legend.
Oh, Martin.
Yeah.
What are you like?
So... Oh, fucking love him.
We've been sent some more videos.
Excellent.
So, basically,
for anyone who is new to the podcast, we at the end of the episodes, we guess, we watch the worst videos on your phone. If you've got a horrible video you want to send us, send it into 07354 188257. As ever, the rules are no kids, no animals, no racism, and we used to say no death, but what I would say is no, like, crimes, no assaults, no attacks. If someone's doing something weird and they fall off something, you know. And also, if you get all four, that's a full house, send it in.
Also, we say no animals, but it's no animal torture or pain.
Yeah, the animal could be in it, but like, I don't want to see an animal being abused. I don't want to see anything happening to an animal.
You also can't fuck it as well, because we've had.
Yeah, that's illegal. That's why we put the no animals, because it's super illegal for bestiality porn.
No fucking animals, right? But I found a loophole.
What about fucking a tractor?
Yeah, that's
fine.
We
had someone fucking a lorry last week.
Because there was a guy caught. The guy was caught in England, and he was like, no, it's one particular type of tractor. And he went around the whole country and then proceeded to show the cops like 700 videos of him fucking different tractors.
That's amazing. Like, that was his defence. Oh, it's only one tractor I'm into.
It's only one type of tractor, and I'll go around the country looking for them. And he fucked them all. And he was like, but here's the videos.
Farmers have shotguns.
God.
It's brave to fuck a tractor,
yeah, isn't it?
Of all the vehicles. I don't fuck, like, farmers are mental. I wouldn't fuck with them. Like, you know, they will come out with a dog and a gun.
Yeah,
like,
just for you walking into their field, never
mind
fucking their tractor.
Exactly.
I think what's mental about this is he's one specific type of tractor, but he's fucking hundreds of them.
Yeah.
The same one isn't enough.
It was well documented. Like, so what he was doing was he was breaking into like a dealership and finding out who had bought that tractor.
And then that's smart.
That's fucking like, you know.
Yeah, so he wasn't just driving around and hoping that the farm had the tractor.
No,
he followed the paperwork.
He went all over the country till these people had the fucking tractor.
I really like how he was
tractors.
Getting his numbers up, though.
Yeah. He's really trying
his
to collect
body count.
Them
it was like, yeah.
It's like Pokemon.
No, like when a serial killer and he's like, well, I'm caught now. Fucking, I may as well show all the bodies.
Yeah.
He done that with his fucking tractor.
And
fucking
he left a rose at the scene of the crime.
Is it illegal to fuck a tractor?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. It was criminal damage and all he was done with.
I don't think you've damaged it, though. I think they're trying to get him on that. Like, yeah. I don't actually think, if no one's seen it, I don't know if actually technically a crime's been committed, you know?
Beastality, the case that they use all over the world when somebody's caught fucking an animal, right? Mostly when they claim that they are in love with the animal. There was a guy who was caught in Coleraine.
We were talking about it earlier on. There was a guy caught in cold rain fucking a cow, and a train driver seen it. And then he was like, I didn't really see that, right? I fucking imagining it. And then the next week he was driving the train and he seen the farmer doing the same thing. And the farmer argued that he has all these cows and he's been around cows all his life, but this one, they were in love. And they were able to prove that that animal had this affection to him and he had it for it. And he got off.
Are you messing?
So they use it, like they use it. And so it's like, no, like they use a case all around the world. So there's a guy in Dallas was caught fucking pigs. And he used the case from fucking Northern Ireland where your man fucked the cow.
My defense would have been, you were in a train. Like, it was going really fast. You just saw something different.
No, but I think the police arrived and caught him.
Shit.
Yeah,
so this wasn't a one-time cow fucker. No, he was a serial shagger.
He was fucking the cow at the same time every day when his wife was away or something. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
It's mad to have an appointment with shagging a cow.
It's like
freewheeling.
It's like, you like that, you bitch? It's like...
I'd prefer some spontaneity.
The cow's going, don't let the bull look.
You'll do anything for a Derry Lee.
Right, should we watch these videos?
Anyway, animal loophole.
Right, Thumper, this one's called.
Oh, God. So this is an animal.
It's just a rabbit fucking a deer.
Is that deer dead?
No, I think it's alive.
That's what happened at the end of Bambi.
That deer doesn't look in a great state.
No, that deer is very
I think it's been
ill.
Tranquilized.
It's in a vet. That is a vet's, obviously. Yeah. That's the only way these two would come into contact. I think they should have let him finish and see what amazing creature was created. Imagine how high that deer could jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a lovely heartwarming one.
That's a lovely, just a nice start.
A little heartwarming one.
Again, one.
Let's have a look at bike.
Okay. Oh, it's a motocross thing. Oh, Christ on a fucking bike. Yeah, he's gone through that plexiglass. Like... That was quick, that one.
Yeah, they're all pretty quick today. There's no really extreme ones today, so I've added one in at the end.
Okay.
Shall we watch Slap?
Yeah, all right. Lovely stuff.
Someone get in there, come up.
Someone watching a basketball game, assume he's in a Lakers jersey.
I was if he got knocked out by that.
That's so funny.
As if he got KO'd by that.
He got
you get hit in the right spot there, Freddie. You're going down no matter what.
Yeah, that's on the button.
But
that's
just
what
felt
that is.
Like,
nah, but if you hit with the palm of the hand, that's the hardest bit. If he's hit, like, he has hit hard on the button and just
lights out. I don't
think he
hit that hard. Can we watch it again?
It's about accuracy, though. Yeah. He's lights out. He's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone. You see,
if you hit
fights,
the right
like,
spot, yeah. That's a sweet spot.
Very funny to slap someone unconscious.
I think he's taunting him, isn't he?
Yeah.
He folds as well. He folds.
He's unconscious.
Yeah,
that's full-on referee stoppage.
He's out before he hits the floor.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, his mates do nothing.
Yeah, because he's been an annoying cunt
for
his whole
game.
Yeah,
it's like they know. It's like they know.
No. That guy who wandered over didn't slap him for nothing. Yeah. I don't want a victim blame. I'm blaming
plus,
that victim.
He just knocked him out.
That guy was a Celtics fan.
Yeah.
Are you going to fucking say something to the guy that's just knocked somebody
slapped.
Out with a slap?
Yeah, exactly.
You got to pick a chair up.
No. Doesn't matter if you've got a chair. He slapped your friend unconscious. That guy's taking that chair off you and putting it up your ass.
That guy sitting next to him was going, I'd rather lick Martin's fucking cellophane rather than take a slap.
The play here is look after your mate, say, sorry, mate. And then when your mate comes to, go, oh yeah, we had you back.
Yeah.
He didn't fucking know.
And hopes no one filmed it. Yeah. But no, definitely, you say thank you to the man who has slapped your friend unconscious at that point. Fucking hell.
This one's called Hair.
Yeah. You'd be dead pleased, though, if you did that, though. I'd never stop telling people about the time I slapped someone out. Especially get that video. Ooh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Right.
He's wanking, isn't he?
I worry about this guy. He looks sketchy and he's got a fag in his mouth.
Oh, okay, his hair's going on fire. Yeah. Oh, where's he lighting? Why is
he's
he lighting?
He's lighting a fag while he's getting hairspray. You fucking dickhead. That one ends very soon. I want to know. I want to see more of that. Fucking hell.
I thought that he was doing it on purpose, but see now that the video stopped,
he's just
I
dumb.
Think it's just everybody went, fuck.
He's dumb. Yeah. Because that guy, he's got such a sketchy vibe about him. Sometimes you see a bloke and you know he's sketchy as fuck. He's got like a sort of like knockoff hockey jersey, big t-shirt, the fag at his go, the hairdo, everything about him says this is a kitchen at like 7 a.m. when they've been up all night.
That's what happened
like that.
To Michael Jackson. Do you remember his hair went and found
the
Pepsi
ad? It's like during an advert, wasn't it? He was recording an advert.
Should we watch Choo Choo Steve?
Let's watch Choo Choo Steve.
This is one favorite. Of our all-time classic favourite videos.
Oh, you've seen it before?
Oh, yeah, you're going to love this, mate. This is peak British culture.
Yeah.
Here we go. Back in bits up. Go on, say Choo Choo Steve. Go on, Choo Choo Steve. Here we go now. Rubber to your upbeats. Go on. Get a fucking Captain Navigator. Look at Navigator on a fucking... Go on. How many times have you come and get it? How many times? Tell me how many times you've come. How many times? How many fucking times have you come? Call me Steve in a tank engine. Call me Steve in a tank engine. Go on, Choo Choo Steve.
Choo Choo
Steve.
Choo Choo.
Go on.
Oh, Choo Choo Steve.
Come on, how many times? Who's your fucking daddy now? 1683452 Cali. Where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from? Give me a replay now. You might take some fucking time. Fuck off. We're having a spastic chin.
That's lying in it.
Yeah.
What part of like these people that are in these videos do they go, hold on, can you stop recording? Like, seriously, I don't want to end up.
Oh, literally, at the end of the video, she's like, put your phone away now. She's like, you know, we've had fun, we filmed the video. She's like, can you fucking knock it on the head now?
Choo choo, Steve.
Choo choo, call me choo choo. I'm Steve of the Junk Engine. We've been trying to find him for ages. If anyone knows any information on the whereabouts of Choo choo, Steve, we think he might be in the Carlisle region. That was a lead we got given.
I've seen him. On fucking thing, he stands in train stations with this thing and gets excited when the train goes by.
What is it? It's the bourgeois, yeah, whatever his name
one is. One of them is him.
That would be incredible.
Fucking wouldn't it?
I want to see the other angle, Francis Bourgeois. Like, hey, blimey, I'm Choo Choo Steve.
We got one more.
Right.
Specially picked for you.
Oh, right.
It's called Cappuccino Time.
Oh, it's a classic.
And describe what you see in there, Paddy.
Fuck me. Jesus Christ. And I'm watching it. That's the fucking worst thing. Like, I wouldn't watch this if it was on my own. I'm sitting there watching it with fucking three other fellas in the room and fucking bolting somewhere.
It's a man fisting his ass in a public toilet.
He's in danger of losing his wristwatch.
Isn't he? Oh, fuck, he's a clamp on his dick and everything.
Oh, yeah, he's prepared.
That's what I'm doing wrong. I need to do that to clean my hole.
He's been very thorough. Yeah. I'll give him that. Ay, ay, ay.
Oh. He's going to need a big fella to fuck him off that.
Catch you in time.
What always gets me about that is a cappuccino is a breakfast coffee.
Yeah.
He's doing this in the morning.
What the fuck?
So that's cappuccino time.
Oh my god.
Have you enjoyed what you've seen, Paddy?
That was great, yeah. Thanks very much.
If people want to see those videos, Rob, how can they see them?
They can see them on our Discord, but you have to be a Patreon member. We can't just put these out to people. So join our Patreon at patreon.com/deadmentalkpod for £3 a month. You can have a free trial for a week. You also get an extra episode every week and shitloads of other stuff. That's the only way you can see these videos. Or come to Dead Meat. We're going to play them on a screen.
It's been a pleasure having you, mate.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
What can you plug? Where can people see you? Where can they follow
I'm in Manchester in it, but I haven't bought the tickets now. It's not going to happen now.
Oh, yeah. That show happened last week, so sorry.
Yeah. So, I've just got my shows and I'm going on tour again. I haven't set any dates. Going to be in Australia. Going to be the SSE again in Belfast in October, so...
Fucking sick, man. Yeah. But, like, fucking great to have you. Like I said, we absolutely love what's happening in Northern Ireland. It's proper cool.
And,
like, you know, yeah. We'd love to see it. Long may it continue.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And a rich history.
Yeah. He's allowed to say Northern Ireland. You have to say North of Ireland every time you look at me.
It's been class. Great. Right. Thank you for watching, everyone. Get on our Patreon, give us some money, and come to Dead Meat. It's going to be sick. In the meantime, though, go fuck yourselves. Dead Meat.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.